Hello, I'm Gary Wilmot, and this is Amdram Shout Out on Brooklyn's Radio with Dan Curtis.
And I'm pleased to say that joining me in the studio, I have three young ladies, Rachel, Brooke and Alba. Good evening, ladies.
Hi. Good evening.
How are you all?
Good, thank you. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, excellent. And you're here from Cats Productions. We have your extra guest coming, apparently. We've just had the thumbs up. His limo's obviously arrived, and Richard's making his entrance as we speak. So you're here from Cats Productions, and you've got a show coming up. What have you got happening soon?
Hansel and Gretel.
Okay, a bit of panto.
Yeah.
Well, it is that time of year, I suppose.
Definitely, yeah.
Are you enjoying it? You're having fun with it?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Excellent. Alba, what's your part in Hansel and Gretel?
I'm playing Gretel.
Okay.
There are 2 weekends that it's going on, and I'm doing the second weekend.
Excellent. Hi, Richard. Richard's just heading into the studio. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Good. If you just get yourself a bit nearer to the microphone when you chat, you're going to share it between you and Alba. Okay. So, we're all here. Right. So, Alba, sorry, you were saying... you're playing Gretel.
I'm playing Gretel, so I'll be doing 3 of the 6 nights.
Okay, wow. That's quite a busy schedule then you've got. How did you get into performing?
I don't really know. My Cats leader, she actually taught me in primary school, but I've always been interested in it. I've always been part of the creative arts. I play instruments, I sing a lot, and lots of that, so... I guess I made my way in.
Excellent. Well, that's fantastic. We'll find out more from you. Richard, I'll let you get your breath first. So, Rachel, what about you? What are you doing in Hansel and Gretel?
Well, I'm in the children's chorus, and then I'm in a ghost for one of the kind of comedy scenes, which is loads of fun.
A ghost?
Yeah.
I don't remember a ghost in Hansel and Gretel. I haven't read it for a while. And how did you get involved in Cats?
Well, Alba actually recommended I came along. I've always really enjoyed acting. I think I was quite a dramatic child. So I just came. It's lots of fun. Yeah.
Excellent. Brooke, what about you? What are you doing?
Well, I'm a chorus part in Hansel and Gretel, and I'm also a soloist in Who Will Buy.
Okay, from Oliver.
Yeah, but that's in the panto as well.
Okay, so which seller are you in Who Will Buy?
I'm the milkmaid.
Okay. I can't... will you buy any milk today?
That one.
Yes, I think I remember it. It's been a couple of years since I've done that one. Fantastic. And you got into Cats. Is this your first production, or...?
Yeah, this is... I've only been with Cats a couple of months, and my mum found a flyer for it.
Right.
In Addlestone. I don't know where she got it from.
Okay. So how are you feeling about your first performance? Is it...
With Cats. I've done other bits of performance before, but yeah, I think I'm pretty confident.
Good. Good, good. Now, Richard, you've made your entrance. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Good. Now, what's your role in Hansel and Gretel, then?
I'm chorus.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm adult chorus, so just because I'm the same height as the adults.
Okay, fair enough. So what do you get to sing in this show?
I'm in Who Will Buy as well. I'm the knife grinder.
Ah, okay. How's your bass? Because that's quite low.
Brilliant, but not terrible.
Okay, fair enough.
Sounds
I won't
great.
Get you to demonstrate, unless you want to.
No, I'm good, thanks.
And is this your first production with Cats?
No, second.
Okay, what have you done before?
I was in Alice last year.
Okay, excellent. Fantastic. So... It's lovely to have this outlet for young people and to be getting into theatre and stuff. There'll be lots of people listening, hopefully lots of your friends and things, you know, listening on
yeah.
and thinking, you know, is that something I'd want to get involved in? What would you say to those people about getting involved in something like Cats?
Well, I'd probably say that you don't have to be confident, because when you get there, your confidence grows, and everyone in a Cats... outside of school, kind of amateur dramatics group, they all have something in common already. They already know that they enjoy drama, so you kind of all become friends instantly.
Yeah, fair enough. So Hansel and Gretel, the pantomime, people will know a lot about the story, but just to give us a little, without any spoilers, can you give us a little kind of flavour of what happens in Cat's version?
It's different because It's Hansel and Gretel combined with a panto, so you've okay. got the dame and the principal boy and all of those things,
mm-hmm.
as well as the main story of Hansel and Gretel.
So all the usual, yeah. all the usual panto fare and yeah. sing-alongs and
comedy and
all of those things.
It's kind of a modern adaptation, so we've got some new songs and some traditional songs from other musicals and things.
Okay, and lots of dancing and all
lots
of that.
Lots of dancing. Dances are very good.
It sounds incredible. It sounds tiring, though. How have you found yeah. it up to now? Has it
well,
been all right?
A couple of late nights, but apart from that, you don't really see it as something that you don't look yeah. forward to. I look forward to pretty much every rehearsal. Yeah,
because it's
just a lot
kind
of
acting and being on stage, which is what I know we all really enjoy. So yeah. It's just like doing what you love just all the time.
Okay. Sorry.
And we got into costumes now, and I really like getting into costumes.
The dress rehearsal is always fun.
Yeah. Why do you like that particularly? What is it about that?
I don't
that
know.
You like?
It just really gets the atmosphere up, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It helps you get into the feel of the character as well as just playing it in your own clothes. You're yeah. still, you kind of go all the way and become that character.
You start to understand the character a little bit more with the mannerisms yeah. and all of that stuff. Okay, cool. What's next after this? We obviously want people to come along and see this, and we'll talk about how people can do that. But what's your next thing? Richard, let's start with you this time. What are you hoping to do after Hansel and Gretel? Have you got any show plans or future plans for Stardom?
I believe I've been offered to go into the next show as a larger part.
Okay. And what is the next show? Sneaky peek.
I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say.
We don't know. Ooh. But
I do. I've just been told.
We hopefully will be joining up again at some point with ACT, the adult dramatics
yeah.
group.
Because this is a joint group, isn't it? I
yeah.
did neglect to mention that before. You guys are all from CATS, which yeah. stands for
Kids of Addlestone Theatre School.
Excellent. And you're joining with the adult group, which is ACT, which is Addlestone
Community Theatre. Yeah.
Community Theatre. Excellent.
And also Pondgranger.
Pondgranger Dancing Arts. School, which really
okay.
gives it more of a upbeat feel. You've yeah, not definitely. Only got acting and singing,
together.
You've got proper dancers who
wow.
really love to dance.
Okay, that's quite a lot of people to squeeze onto a stage, though.
Yeah, there's around 50, 60 people who get
wow.
on there.
Wow. Fantastic. But you still get to do lots of dancing yourselves and
yeah.
all of that
yeah.
stuff and plenty of stage
bit
time.
Of everything.
Bit of everything. Really. Excellent. So I know what your next production is. I don't know if it's I'm sworn to secrecy or whether I can mention it. I'll wait to be told on that. So I'll tell you later. But what about your future? Do you see performing in your future?
Really love to go into acting at some point. I'm going to take drama for GCSE and
okay.
hopefully get a qualification in that someday.
Excellent. Who's your sort of who do you aspire to be?
I can speak for many people when I say Audrey Hepburn was
wow.
wonderful on the stage, but you know.
No, I don't think if I put any money on who you were likely to say, I think that would have been a long way down the list before I got to that one. Audrey Hepburn, okay. Wow, and that's sort of your inspiration.
Yeah, I mean, she could dance, she could act, she got so many iconic roles, and she was so unique in what she did.
Okay, fantastic. What about you, Brooke? What do you yeah. hope to do in the future when performing?
This is going to sound a bit crazy, but okay. I'd really like to be a Disney princess in Disneyland and work with the little children.
I didn't see that's that crazy. Why yeah. do you think that sounds crazy?
It's just not something you'd expect a 13-year-old girl to say.
I don't know. It sounds great. It sounds like a great way to spend your time. What about you, Rachel? What's your sort of hopes for the future?
I'm also taking drama for GCSE.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really sure where I'm going to kind of take it on from there. I'd love to work in more film and television.
Okay.
Because that really focuses on acting, which is my strong point.
Okay.
I think that would be lots of fun, but we'll see what happens.
So do you have any particular influences, any particular heroes that you'd like to be the next?
No, like, it's a mixture of lots of different actors, some people on kind of West End or more Broadway. It's
okay.
kind of a mixture of different actors who are all kind of really talented and that kind of.
I think that's probably the way forward when you're your age, speaks somebody way, way older, to just beg and borrow any ideas that you can see from lots of different people and then turn it into your own style is definitely the way forward. Wow, fantastic. And you're going to give us a bit of a sneaky peek very soon after we've done the travel news in a little while. Are you going to sing Reach? Is that the S Club 7? Yeah,
it's the finale song.
Okay, I was going to ask.
Really upbeat song.
I was going to ask, where does that fit in? And you've just explained it.
Mind reader.
Scratch that question out, though. Right, so but before we get to the travel news, people will want to know where, when, and how they can come and see all you fantastic young people doing your thing. So, where is it on?
It's on stage in Addleston Community Theatre Centre. It is £7 for concession and £10 for adults.
Mm-hmm.
And
when is it all taking place?
It's on the 28th, 29th and 30th.
Okay.
And the weekend. And the 23rd before that.
So 2 weekends, yeah?
Yeah.
So the weekend of the 23rd and the weekend of the 30th, essentially.
Yeah, 6 shows you can choose from.
Plenty of choice. What times are the shows? I'm really testing you now.
We've got a matinee and two evening performances per weekend.
I think the evening is set on 7:45.
Okay.
If I can remember that correctly.
And matinee?
Matinee will be
2:30. That sounds pretty standard matinee.
Yeah, good on www.cats.me.
So that's cats with a K.
Yep.
Yeah. Make sure that, otherwise you can end up with a completely different website and going off to see, I don't know, Dick Whittington or something, I suppose. brilliant. Okay. Well, thank you very much, ladies, and Richard as well, for coming in and telling us all about it. I hope it hasn't been too scary.
No, not at all. It's been wonderful.
There was a bit of a pause there. Did you hear? So we're going to take some travel news and then we'll be back with you guys and reach for the stars, yeah?
Lovely. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks. Brooklands Radio. Loving events in Surrey.
Right, okay, it's that time when I have to get technical and try and get you guys sounding great. You'll sound great. I've got to make it sound great here. Can you all hear me?
We can hear you fine, thank you.
That's good news. Hopefully you'll hear the track in a minute and then you're going to start to sing. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay then, so this is some of the cast of Cats and Act and the dance school that I've forgotten the name of. What was it?
Von Granger.
that one. Sorry, I'm rubbish. And Reach for the Stars. Well done, everybody. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Hope you enjoyed that one. So that is the cast of Cats, Hansel and Gretel, taking place on Saturday the 23rd, Sunday the 24th, 2:30 and 7:45 on Saturday, and 2:30 on the Sunday. Also, Friday the 29th, Saturday the 30th, and again, a matinee and an evening performance on the 30th at the Addleston Community Centre. Tickets are available online at cats.me, so cats.me, or from the community centre directly, adults £10, children £7, and there's also a family ticket for four at £30. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
I hope that wasn't too scary, all in all.
If you're involved in a local theatre group and have a show, auditions or event you'd like featured on the Amdram Shoutout, then get in touch with Dan. Email studio@brooklandsradio.co.uk.
Oh, and with that, they were gone. Thank you to all of them for coming in and doing a fab job of singing along there.
Brooklands Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.